Well, first of all, I'd like to welcome everybody here once again. Some people were here this morning are going to hear a little more this afternoon. There's some pretty good stories going around, and when you see the slideshow, if you haven't seen that, you'll see a few more things. I was looking at the slideshow, and I saw a picture of Merritt Helfrich installing a certain TV. It wasn't a TV. It was a film camera to record the aurora at South Pole. And I was reminded that, you know, you find things from the Geophysical Institute the world over. And of course, as Glenn said, he's been to Kenya in Africa. And I've been to South Pole, too. And this was a generation, really, after Merritt installed that camera, because it was still there, Merritt.
Still fogged over. Yeah.
And it was it was being run by one Tom Burkey, who you might remember. And it said University of Alaska on it, you know, and people were saying, well, what are we going to do with this camera? It's the electronic age. And somehow it came to people's realization that Roger Smith came from the Geophysical Institute, that I might be interested in it. And so, of course, I arranged for its return, and it's now ready for the next one, Merritt. So but that just shows, although we live in the Arctic here, we're very interested in the Antarctic, and the GI has had some pretty good experiments out there. I've been at South Pole with an experiment there for now 12 years. And there was the infrasound experiment. And let's see. There he is. You're over there. And I was looking over there.
Dan Osborne.
Dan is with the infrasound now. And there was Bruce McKibben was working with you with the infrasound when it was in Dry Valleys. Is that right?
Windless Bight.
And it's amazing where you find bits and pieces of the GI. Well, with that as a start off for other people's talks, I'll leave the stage for somebody else.